This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's opponents have reached a deal to form a new governing coalition, paving the way for the ouster of the longtime Israeli leader. Opponents of Prime Minister Netanyahu announced the deal late Wednesday, forming the coalition, setting in motion the mechanism that would end Netanyahu's long hold on power. Opposition leader Yair Lapid and his main coalition partner Naftali Bennett announced the deal shortly before midnight deadline, thus avoiding what would have been a fifth election in just 2 years. Under the agreement, Lapid and Bennett will rotate as prime minister. Bennett will serve the first 2 years, with Lapid serving the final two. The deal is also historic because a small Islamist party, the United Arab List, would be the first Arab party to be part of the governing coalition in Israel. The agreement still needs the approval of the Knesset, Israel's parliament. President Joe Biden is launching a vaccine sprint, urging more Americans to roll up their sleeves against COVID-19. The president says the nation's moving forward to a summer of get-togethers and celebrations, but it first needs to pull out all the stops to meet his goal of having 70% of adults partially vaccinated by July 4th. Biden says public and private partnerships will help keep funding ways of getting more people vaccinated with incentives and fund rewards, including free beer. Anheuser-Busch says it will buy Americans 21 and over a round of beers if the president's goal of 70% is met. 63% of adults have now received at least one vaccine dose. For more news, join us at voanews.com via remote. This is VOA News. Australia's Victoria State on Wednesday extended a snap COVID-19 lockdown for a second week in Melbourne in a bid to contain an outbreak of a highly contagious various virus strain detected first in India. Victoria State's acting premier, James Merlino, warned the tough measures were needed or else cases could explode. He said, "We have now 60 cases and more than 350 exposure sites and a variant of the virus that is quicker and more contagious than we have ever seen before. The latest outbreak has been traced back to a traveler who returned from overseas." The White House says President Biden will discuss with Russian President Vladimir Putin later this month the harboring of cyber attackers like those believed to have targeted meatpacking giant JPS. The White House press secretary told reporters that Biden has launched a rapid strategic review of the attack that affected JPS operations in Australia and North America. Biden will meet with his Russian counterpart in Geneva on June 16. The tensions between the two world powers have escalated over elections and meddling, human rights, and Russian aggression toward Ukraine. A U.S. subsidiary of the Brazilian meat processor told the U.S. government it received a ransom demand in the cyber attack it believes originated in Russia. Officials say the bodies of two migrants have been recovered from the Mediterranean Sea and another 20 remain missing a day after two European-bound boats sank off the coast of Tunisia. The Defense Ministry said Wednesday Tunisian's naval units rescued a total of 109 people. Most of the migrants were from sub-Saharan Africa. These separate sinkings were the latest in a series of incidents of accidents involving migrant boats off the North African coast. The United States on Wednesday imposed sanctions on three Bulgarians and 64 companies and linked them to alleged corruption, accusing and planning to create a conduit for Russian political leaders to influence the Bulgarian government. The Treasury Department, in a statement, called the move its single biggest action targeting graft to date. And in Iran, a naval ship sank off the coast of Oman, catching fire on Wednesday. 400 people on board all rescued, 20 reporting minor injuries and burns. For more news, please join us, voanews.com or the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown reporting by remote, VOA News.